Hey, everybody. This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I'm back with some more Q&As from the Ecom Expert Smackdown that Allison and Prince and I did last week. And this next question was a really fun one. The question they asked was, as they're pursuing their business, like how do they choose between their head and their heart? This person who asked the question, their heart had an idea and a passion, thing they wanted to do, but they didn't know if they saw the clear path, like how it's going to make money and how it's going to do all these things, versus their head is like, oh, there's other ways I can do this that are very, you know, numbers based, and like, you know, I can make money faster and all those things. And like, the question was, how do I choose between my head and my heart? And so I think it's something a lot of us struggle with, because all of us have these missions, right? We're called on this mission, but then part of us is like, oh, I got to make a bunch of money. And like the yin yang between that, and how do you figure it out? And what do you do? And like, which one do you follow? Do you follow your head or your heart? And so I think that this question was very relevant and timely for most of us, and hopefully for you. And hopefully my answers and what Allison and I give back will be useful for you as well. So with that said, we're going to cue up the theme song. When we get back, you have a chance to answer this question. How do you choose between your head and your heart?
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
This is from John. He says, how do I choose between my head and my heart? My heart tells me that I should pursue one direction, vision, and path, and this feels like my calling from God, to empower men, in particular husbands, to overcome destructive, addictive behaviors. Mm-hmm. But my head says that I should pick a more practical direction, a product, or some other safe bet. How do I go all in and follow my heart when self-doubt and fear are so strong?
People look at my business today and they're like, oh, Russell, you picked such a good market. You picked funnels. And like, of course, that's the big thing. This is amazing. But I want to rewind back 18 years ago. 18 years ago, I started learning about this. And I was like, this is the greatest thing in the world. And I started telling everybody. I told my mom about it, my friends about it, my family about it. And they're like, oh, he's crazy. Right? And I was like, none of my friends were on about this. I got to tell about it. So Brent was here for this. I literally bought radio ads in Boise, Idaho, saying, I'm doing an event talking about marketing and sales funnels, how you can grow a business online, da, 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 da. And I ran radio ads because I was so excited about this topic. And guess what? We got like a dozen people who responded to radio ads. I'm like, sweet. We ran a Holiday Inn. We got things set up. I got there. I had like a presentation. I had my shirt and tie on. I was all ready. People showed up for the event. And the first event was supposed to have, I don't know, 50, 60 people that had RSVP'd from the radio ad. Two people walked in. And I was like, oh, crap. And I'm like, well, we should wait a minute or two for else comes in. And then no one came in. I'm like, well, all right. And so I did a presentation of two people talking about funnels. And then the next, like 2 hours later, the next group was supposed to come in. Like one person came in. The next group, like three people came in. So that day I was expecting to see a bunch of people about funnels, but nobody cared. But guess what? I didn't care because I loved it. I was obsessed with it. I was passionate about it. So I talked about it, even though nobody was there. And then I did another event. Guess what? Nobody showed up. I did another event. Very few people showed up. I did another one and another one and another one. And I did it because I care about the topic, because I'm obsessed with it. I did it because I loved it. And I would have done it even if nobody ever showed up. Now, guess what? Because I love about it so much, I kept doing it and kept doing it. This is the heart stuff. And kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it. Eventually, other people started getting excited. Other people started seeing the vision. Other people started showing up. And now, 15, 18 years later, you go to Funnel Hacking Live and there's 6,000 crazy people in the stands who are all obsessed with funnels. Like, oh, Russell, you're a genius. You picked the greatest market ever. No, I picked a market that was not there. But I was obsessed about it and I cared about it. And so for you, what's his name, John?
Yeah.
If you're excited, like, if you're passionate about that, like, if you're going to say, like, what's going to make me the most money the fastest? Like, don't go to that way looking like, what do I actually care about? Mm-hmm. Funnels are not making me the most money the fastest by any stretch, right? But it was my art. It's what I cared about. It's what I wanted to do all day. Like, I just wanted to, like all I want to do all day is talk about funnels. And like, I couldn't, like, there was no market. Nobody cared about it. But I kept talking and kept talking until people cared about it. And that's what we have to do, like, especially on the expert side. Like if you're excited by it, this is your art. This is how you're called to change the world. Like, your people might not be ready for you yet, but you might not be ready either. Like, if most of you guys came to my event 18 years ago in the Holiday Inn in Boise, Idaho, with the two other people, you'd have been like, that guy has no idea what he's talking about, right? Because I didn't understand my frameworks. I didn't know how to talk. I was awkward. I was nervous. I was like, all the things. Like, I wasn't ready either. But I would never become ready if I didn't start. And I kept talking about. So, like, this is the heart stuff. Like, if you love this, if this is your art, this is your passion, this is your mission, like, you've got to go out there and start doing it. Start talking today. That's why I always tell people, like if you want to do this, start publishing somewhere. It can be a blog or a podcast or a video. Just doing something, because a couple things are happening. Number one, you're going to feel awkward when you first start because you're like, oh, nobody's even listening. And the good news is that at the very beginning, you're probably going to suck. And so it's a good news that nobody's listening. Okay. But if you keep doing it consistently, eventually you're actually going to get good. Right. And the longer you do it, the longer your dream clients, the people you've been called to serve, will have to actually find you. In Traffic Secrets, I'll probably mess up the quote, but Nathan Berry wrote a blog post and I quoted it in the Traffic Secrets book, but it was called Endure Long Enough to Get Noticed. And in the blog post, he talked about how most of us, there's so much content between Netflix and Disney, like all the shows, like there's so much content happening that most of us don't like jump on the new show. We wait for season one, season two, season three. And if after season three or four, like people are still talking about it, then we're like, okay, I'm going to go dive into this thing because it's endured long enough to get noticed. And the biggest thing is true for us as well. Like at first, no one's going to pay attention, but you keep doing it, keep doing it. And if you are willing to out-survive it because you're so passionate about your art, right? And you keep doing it, and you endure long enough, then your people have a chance to find you. Okay. And so that's the key. It's just like don't do the practical thing. Like, oh, I'm going to go get a doctor's degree and whatever. Like do the heart thing, but don't do it because I'm trying to start a business right now. Do it because you're actually called, because you love the people, because you want to change their lives. And if you keep doing it and you're passionate, keep talking about it, eventually they'll come.
Can I ask you a question?
Double down.
Do you think your passion helped you to get through the hard days, to help you to keep showing up versus, let's say you were an accountant. You're like, I got to show up again. Do you think showing up from your heart versus your head helps you to get through the harder times?
100%. Your head. Yeah. Because for me, again, like it wasn't, I think you're the same way. Like whether you made money on this or not, like you're here to serve people and you, cause you love this, you change your life. You want to change other people. Like that's the biggest thing is like the heart is like, it doesn't matter if it succeeds or it fails. Some days we have big sales days. Some days we have no sales days, but it's like, we keep showing up because it's like, this is my calling. This is something that I believe in. I'm so passionate about. Like even if somebody doesn't buy something, but they hear something that gives them that shift, like that means the world to me. And so, yeah, but if it's in your head, like maybe you make more money in the short term, but in the long term, like the legacy for those who are VIPs, I did a private session you guys yesterday morning talking about our Super Bowl goals and things like that. Like you want to hit like, what is your Hall of Fame goal? Like it's going to be hard to hit up here. It's going to be coming from here. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to two marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.